What would the city of Syracuse do with $1 billion? As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, City Hall has put together a series of projects that it hopes could form a Syracuse Billion agenda based loosely on the state-funded Buffalo Billion.
Topping the wish list, according to Mayor Stephanie Miner, replacing a 550-mile, 100-year-old water system that constantly breaks down. That would cost three-quarters of the billion.
You have to both dig and then reconstruct. But we would also be using this as an opportunity to put sensors on our water lines to make us more resilient for these storms that are going through because of climate change, but also to be more efficient in how we utilize water.
Then, while the city's doing all that digging, it would create a Central New York naturally chilled water project that would use cold, skinny Atlas Lake water to cool buildings in the summer, something local businesses would like.
They would spend less on electricity, our carbon footprint would go down, and again, it's using an asset that we have lots of here, cold water.
The rest of the billion would be split on things like boosting internet access, fixing roads, and beefing up the Say Yes to Education endowment. The list has been sent to the governor's office, and Miner will begin talking it up with state lawmakers. She doesn't know if there's $1 billion in the city's future, but if nothing else, this starts a conversation.
We put a stake in the ground and said, this is where we are, this is what our priorities are, and if we had access to $1 billion, this is what we would be investing in to get the kind of turnaround to give our community a competitive advantage.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.